Just to end on a little bit of a lighter note, I mean, relatively speaking, and that is that, very relatively speaking, that the Mishnah said on Daf Chaf that we have Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha where the Halach is Chayletzes V'loy Misya Bemes. And we said, what's Isser Mitzvah? Isser Mitzvah is Shnias Medivrei Seifrim. The Gemara said, am I currently Isser Mitzvah? Why is Shnias Medivrei Seifrim referred to as Isser Mitzvah? Amr Abaya. Abaya said, because Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim. Because it's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. So we said that mitzvah is a very, very general term. Tariyak mitzvahs, Ramach Eseh, Shesah, Loisah Eseh. But we use that very, very general word mitzvah to describe Shniyos Medivrei Seifrim. It's interesting. Something so specific and so nuanced being described by such a general term. And the reason, says the Gemara, is because the word mitzvah is actually very befitting for Shnias Midivrei Seifrim. Because Shnias Midivrei Seifrim is an Issa D'Rabbanon and mitzvah L'Shmaya D'Rei Chacham. And that's why we use the word Issa Mitzvah. So I saw Reb Shmuel Yankiv in Zois L'Yakiv. Here in Masechtas Yevam is Agav. The Shtiklach and Zois L'Yakiv are extremely, extremely lumbish. But Agav Urchi, he throws in this one Ha'ara and he says, what's the pshat? That mitzvah L'Shmaya D'Rei Chachamim, and that word mitzvah, that's what defines Shias Medivrei Seifrim. So he says, Yesh Loimar, Api Rei, that we've spoken about many times over the years. And he quotes it, does Rav Shmuel Yankiv from the Nesivos, that it's Yodua, that the Nesivos said that if somebody's over an Issid Rabbanon B'Shoigeg, the halach is he doesn't need kapara. Ordinarily, if someone doesn't have Erev B'Shoigeg, there's a parasha of what kind of kapara he would need to have. But the Nesivos said a chiddush, that if someone's over an Issid Rabbanon B'Shoigeg, he doesn't need kapara. And the reason said the Nesivos is because when the Rabbanon went and said that things are Aser, all it creates is Iser Gavra, but it doesn't create Iser Chafza. So if there's something that's Aser Midrabanon, the thing itself doesn't become Aser. You need to treat it as if it's Aser, because you have to listen to what the Chachamim said. So as a result, you now have an obligation to fake it and act as if this thing is really, really problematic. We're really, the chefza that you have in front of you was never impacted based on what the Rabbanon said, because the Rabbanon don't have an ability to create Issa chefza. All the Rabbanon have the ability to do is create Issa gavra. So for example, if you have Macholis Asura, it's Midai Raisa. You have Basav Chalav. That's Macholis Asura, it's Midai Raisa. That's Issa chefza. This thing has something in the spiritual Ruchnius Digger world that is inherently pogum. It's inherently flawed. It's inherently not okay. And if somebody eats it, it creates a Metzias Ruchni of being something very, very bad. When the Rabbanon said that Basar Oif V'Chalav is also Asar, that didn't have the ability to create that. So Oif and Chalav is not Basar and Chalav, albeit on a rabbinic level. It's a completely different Metzias. Basar V'Chalav is Isser Chefza. The thing itself has properties in it that on a Ruchniistic level are literally poisonous. As opposed to Oif V'Chalav, the Chefza itself is whatever. It's kosher. It's 100% kosher. Oh, you can't eat it because mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, because there's a din d'rabbanon, and as a result, there's an iser gavra. We said in the past over from Rameh Simcha, the Rameh Simcha said that this nesivos is the yisoid of why sveikud ayraisa l'chumra and why sveikud d'rabbanon is l'kula. We mentioned recently a very gishmak maramakim, not mamish recently, but a very, very gishmak maramakim from the Rogach of a Goyen, who said pshat in the Gemara on Sukkah daf beis, and it's also Gemara on Erev in daf beis, but the Gemara says Sukkah she gavoy l'mayla miyasr mamo psula mavui she gavoy l'mayla miyasr mamo yimayit, and the Gemara says maishna de besukkah it says psula, why isn't by mavi it says mamayit, and the Gemara says Sukkah de iraisa tani psula mavi de rabbanon tani takanto. So the Rogachov in Tzafnes Panech, where he discusses this shaila whether isur de rabbanon is a gavra is a chefzo, he says ayin sukkah da beizam an aleph, and he says over there it's mavur without explaining. He says over there it's mavur and sukkah da beizam an aleph that it's only in isa gavra. He means this Gemara. Because you see in this Gemara that sukkah is deiraisa ketani psula. The sukkah is a chefzer shal sukkah psula. But mavi the Rabbani, you can't tell me psula. Because the Rabbani don't have the ability to go ahead and say something is possible. All it is a gavra. So whenever you have an issa de Rabbanon, zok the Gemara, tani takanta. We tell the gavra what to do. It's not psula. Psula suggests chefzer shal psula. But this is only takanta. As Rosh Hashanah Yankiv said, it comes out that all isuri de Rabbanon are not isuri chefzer. All they are is isuri gavra. In other words, what is an Issa D'Rabbanon? It's an Issa Mitzvah. Why is a mitzvah? Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. That's what it is. We didn't create any mitzvahs. There's no issa chavtza. Not us. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. It's issa gavri. He says, that's the tifa knetcha over here. And why Chazal would refer to shnius midivrei seifrim, why they would refer to yisuri d'rabbanan as issa mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. Yeah, but mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. No, it's not. That is a d'rabbanan. It's nothing else. All it is mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. All it is issa gavri.